Welcome to Torat Imecha, Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Leah Feinberg, and today we will be studying Shmuel Bet, Perek Tet, Chapter 9. At the end of Perek Chet, we read about the government positions occupied by those closest to David. Our Perek today opens with David wondering aloud, Vayomer David, Hachi yesh od asher notar leveit Shaul, ve'e'eseh imo chesed ba'avur Yehonatan? Is there anyone left of the house of Shaul that I may do kindness with him for Yehonatan's sake? Abarbanel notes that David, as Shaul's son-in-law, was well aware that there were some remaining members of the family who had survived. He therefore posits, based on the juxtaposition with the end of the previous perek, that what David was really asking was, are there any remaining members of the family who are worthy of positions in my government, with special emphasis on anyone immediately connected to Yehonatan? Pasuk Bet, verse 2. Ulevet Shaul, Eved, Ushmo Tziva, Vayikru'ulo el David, Vayomer HaMelech Elav, Ha'atat Tziva, Vayomer Avdecha. There was a servant of the house of Shaul named Tziva, whom Chazal identify as an Eved Kna'ani, a Canaanite servant, and they summoned him to David. The king asked him, are you Tziva? And he replied, I am your servant. Again, as a member of Shaul's family, David would certainly recognize a senior servant. So what does he mean by the question, are you Tziva? Malbim explains that David was questioning his current status. Are you still Tziva in service to the house of Shaul? Or have you been freed, as the custom was for a servant to change his name once he was freed from service? Thus, Tziva answers, Avdecha, I am still your servant. Vayomer HaMelech, Ha'efes od ish levet Shaul, ve'e'ese imo chesed Elokim? The king asked, is there no one left from the house of Shaul that I may act kindly with him? David expresses his desire to do chesed Elokim with any surviving member of Shaul's family. Mitzudot David explains this as infinite kindness, while Radak suggests that David is invoking the name of God to recall the oath that he had sworn to Yehonatan that they would forever act kindly with one another. Vayomer Tziva el HaMelech, Od ben li Yehonatan, nechei raglaim. And Tziva responded, there remains one son of Yehonatan, who is lame. You'll remember that the existence of this child was mentioned back in Perek Dalet, chapter 4, where it was recorded that the boy was 5 years old when news of the defeat of Shaul and the deaths of Shaul and Yehonatan reached the palace in Israel, and that in their haste to escape, he had fallen from the arms of the maidservant and had been crippled. In Perek Dalet, his name is given as Mephibosheth. While here, the servant does not even mention his name. Mishpatzot Zahav explains that Tziva is reluctant to give information to David. From the time of Shaul's death, he has been running Shaul's estate and pocketing the proceeds, for the family of Shaul was too afraid of repercussions should they dare to declare themselves publicly and make a claim against Tziva, forcing him back into servitude. So therefore, he downplays the importance of Mephibosheth, almost erasing his identity by not pronouncing his name, and mentioning only that he is lame and therefore not worthy of the king's attention. The king, however, does not share this view. Vayomer lo hamelech, eifohu. Vayomer tziva el hamelech, hinehu beit machir ben amiel below davar. The king said to him, where is he? And Tziva said to the king, he is in the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, in Lo Davar. While Lo Davar is translated as the name of a place, we know nothing of its location. And again, there is this suggestion that Tziva is saying, he's of no account. Nevertheless, David sent and brought him from the house of Machir, son of Amiel, from Lo Davar. It's a striking contrast to note the repetition of the full name and location of Mephibosheth's sponsor, as opposed to Tziva's deliberate omission of the name of Mephibosheth himself. The Navi is acknowledging the contribution of this otherwise unremarkable person, as if to say to Tziva that although he may consider Mephibosheth unworthy of attention, not only is he himself worthy, but so much so that anyone who cares for him is worthy by association. Mephibosheth, son of Yehonatan, the son of Shaul, came before David and fell on his face and bowed before him. David said, Mephibosheth? And he responded, Hine avdecha, behold, I am your servant. Mephibosheth is identified here, somewhat unnecessarily, as the son of Jehonatan and the grandson of Shaul. Mishpatzot Zahav explains that Mephibosheth was uncertain as to why he was being called before David. Was it as the son of Jehonatan, in which case he could expect kindness, or was it as the grandson of Shaul, in which case he was far less certain of a warm reception? When David sees him, he reaches out to him, calling him by his own name, as if affirming his importance in his own right. According to Chazal, Mephibosheth was a great Torah scholar. His name, Mephibosheth, is a contraction of the phrase Mivayesh Pnei David Bahalacha, that he could even embarrass David HaMelech with his encyclopedic knowledge of Halacha, and that he became David's teacher. It is significant to note that in all of David's interactions with Tziba, he is referred to as HaMelech, while in his interactions with Mephibosheth, he's simply David, with no title attached, as if he is humbling himself before Mephibosheth. David says to Mephibosheth, Do not be afraid, for I will act kindly with you for the sake of Jehonatan your father. I hereby restore to you all the fields of Shaul your father, and you will always eat your meals at my table. This supports the contention that we saw earlier that Tziba had effectively taken over the assets of Shaul and was profiting from the absence of authority. David is now restoring to Mephibosheth both his financial status and his personal dignity as one who dines at the king's table. Pasuk Chet, verse 8, Vayishtachu vayomer me avdecha kifanita el hakelev hamet asher kamoni. Mephibosheth responds with humility, saying, What is your servant that you have turned to a dead dog like me? Expressing how undeserving he feels of this special attention. He echoes a phrase used by David himself in Shmuel Aleph Perek Chavdalid, chapter 24, when David, having had the opportunity to kill Shaul, but refraining from doing so and merely tearing a corner of his coat, proving to Shaul that he had no wish to cause him harm, says to Shaul, Acharei mi yatsa melech Yisrael? Acharei mi ata rodef? Acharei kelev met me acharei parosh echad? Whom is the king of Israel pursuing? A dead dog? By adopting the same language to express his humility, Mephibosheth is rectifying his grandfather's behavior that caused David to feel humiliated. Pasuk Tet, verse 9, Vayikra ha-melech el tziva na'ar Shaul, Vayomer elav, Kol asher haya le-Shaul l'chol beito, Natati levin adonecha. For absolute clarity, the king then summoned Tziva, the servant of Shaul, and said to him, All that belonged to Shaul and his household, I have given to the son of your master. Now you shall work the land for him, you and your sons and servants, and you shall bring its produce to the son of your master as his income, but Mephibosheth, the son of your master, will always eat his meals at my table. We can see the repeated emphasis on the station of Tziva with regard to Mephibosheth, the reiteration of who is the servant and who is the master, and that the income brought from the fields belongs not to Tziva, but to Mephibosheth. Even if you, Tziva, think to yourself that he doesn't need it, it nevertheless rightfully belongs to him. We are told almost parenthetically that Tziva had 15 sons and 20 servants of his own. He has certainly prospered as the servant of Shaul. Tziva replied to the king. Note again that David is referred to as HaMelech in his interaction with Tziva. All that my master the king has commanded his servant, so I will do. Vayomer Tziva el HaMelech, Kechol asher yitzaveh Adoni HaMelech et Avdo, Ken ya'aseh avdecha, U'mephibosheth ochel al shulchani ka'achad mibnei HaMelech. And Mephibosheth will eat at my table like one of the king's sons. The commentators disagree as to who said the last part of the pasuk. According to Rashi, David interjected to reiterate that even though all the proceeds of the work done by Tziva and his sons and servants will go to Mephibosheth, nevertheless, he will still take his meals at the king's table as if he were one of the king's own sons. Malbim disagrees and says that Tziva was pushing back against David, saying that as the result of all our hard work, Mephibosheth will eat at my table, the one I have labored to prepare for him, as well as if he were eating at the king's table. The Navi then tells us that Mephibosheth had a very small household, only one young son named Micha, and the entire household of Tziva were servants of Mephibosheth. Malbim explains that this is a testament to the status and popularity of Mephibosheth, who required many servants to see to the needs of even a small household due to the many people who were drawn to visit him. Umifiboshet yoshev birushalayim, ki al shulchan hamelech tamid hu ochel, v'hu piseach shtei raglav. Mephibosheth remained settled in Yerushalayim, for he always ate at the king's table, and he was lame in both legs. Da'at Sofrim suggests that the reason for the repeated mention of Mephibosheth's lameness is to emphasize the punishment of the house of Shaul, even while highlighting the great chesed, the kindness of David. Thank you for studying together, Li'ilui Nishmat Frida bat Moshe Eliyahu.